Sonoma County's regional parks are celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. That makes the agency old enough to be counted among the growing number of senior citizens here in what has been proclaimed the Year of the Senior in Sonoma County.
We are definitely becoming a community of older adults. The fact that in about 10 years, we'll have more 80-year-olds than we will 5-year-olds in Sonoma County is really something.
Supervisor Shirley Zane was on hand for a county-sponsored Aging Together event that merged the elder demographic with the regional park's anniversary.
Aging doesn't have to be something that we dread. It can be something that's done as a community. And because this is the 50th anniversary of our regional parks, it seemed to be a good nexus and opportunity to stress that part of healthy aging is to stay outside with nature.
County Parks Director Carol Hart, who will leave that position next week after 7+ years, adds that while regular exercise is important for sustaining health beyond retirement age, getting exercise outdoors is even more valuable.
When you're in a gym, you're there to exercise, but it doesn't really do anything for your mental state. When you're outdoors, you're breathing in the oxygen that's being produced by the trees. The air is cleaner, and it's so invigorating, the sounds of nature, the sounds of birds. I mean, humans have evolved outdoors, and there's a term called biophilia, which means that within our DNA is a need and a desire to align with the natural world.
And the benefits of doing that, she says, go way beyond physical well-being, especially when we engage in learning activities at the same time.
There's identifying plants, there's identifying birds, there's identifying animal tracks and tracking. And then there's just the simple walking outdoors and letting your mind be free. But as you age, the idea of introducing new challenges, learning all of the plants of Sonoma County, all of the birds of Sonoma County, or beginning to do that, writing it down, journaling, or drawing when you're in nature, it really gets you into that flow state where everything else just drifts away.
Getting outdoors can also just be a walk around the block. Renee Tolliver is coordinating the new age-friendly program for the local Council on Aging. It's just getting started, and Tolliver says one of their first projects is assessing the age-friendliness of urban neighborhoods throughout the county.
We have volunteers with checklists who walk around and look at the width of sidewalks and whether they're flat and wide enough for walkers in wheelchairs as well as for moms with strollers. They look at things like legibility of signs. Are they visible? Are the fonts clearly legible? And we'll also be doing a number of community listening sessions over the summer where we ask folks, well, what do you want your community to look like as you grow older? What kinds of resources do you think you'll need? What do you imagine your community could be like as you get older? So it's really looking at aging through a different lens.
Supervisor Zane sees these as essential steps to ensure that Sonoma County remains safe and hospitable to its older residents, even after this Year of the Senior is long past.
We're living longer. Hopefully we're maintaining a great quality of life, but we have to be prepared in terms of our workforce, in terms of services, in terms of community. That's what this effort is all about. We want to prepare for the aging of our community.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.